So I'm gonna give my life to you. You told me to ride with you, confide in you. You gave me a safe space so I could abide with you. I'm really gonna side with you, Lord, I ain't gonna lie to you. Cause you gave me a safe space, so I'm gonna give my life to you.
This is KAYTFM 81 Gina Alexandria 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport K223BI 98.9 Monroe West Monroe K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles K261EB and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Praise God, this is Evangelist Rene Carmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's another day that the Lord has made. He made it, glory to God, and I'm going to rejoice in it. Whether the devil likes it or not, I'm going to rejoice today because God made it for me, man. Glory to God, and he made it for you too, glory to God. So rejoice, because everything that's going to take place today, God is right in the midst of it all, glory to God. And he has something good for you today. You have not tuned in accidentally or coincidentally. Folks, you have tuned in because of the Holy Spirit has drawn you to this program for a reason. A reason to give you life and more abundantly. And that's the word of God. Folks, he has drawn you because you are special. He has drawn you because he loves you. He has drawn you because he has something good to say to you. Glory to God. He is an awesome God and a mighty God, folks. And he wants to love you and hug you and just be around you. So give him that opportunity and get with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today is another day. And you're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Folks, I want you to understand that this program is to preach the gospel. And it's to talk about Jesus. It's to talk about salvation. And because that's the most important thing in your life and my life and your family's life. Folks, and so you got to make sure that you're saved by the blood of Jesus. That is a very vital, imperative. I can assure you it is absolutely necessary. It is necessary for you to go to heaven, folks, by being saved through the blood of Jesus. And so I want you to understand that, and that is very important. And how do you get saved? You ask Jesus to come live in your heart and to forgive you of all your sins and really mean it and believe it. It's that simple. I don't have to go into all kind of details. All I have to do is asking him to come live inside of me and you'll never be the same again. But right now, and that's very important, and I'll tell you the reason why as well, and getting you to heaven, but it's also for seeking God. And at any time, before we go any further, any time you would love to call, you know, make a phone call, I'll pray with you. God is awesome. He's going to answer your prayers. So give us a call at 318-484-2500. Or 1-877-464-2500. And I can assure you, we'll pray together, and God will answer your prayers. He guarantees it. By the word, I can assure you, and the blood that was shed at Calvary. So I want you to give us a call if you want prayer or if you have any comments during the program. If you need any kind of wisdom or knowledge, we'll do our best to help you through the word. So please, don't hesitate. Call the number at any time. You will not interrupt us, I can assure you. Please. We would love to pray with you, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We'd love to hear from you out there, folks. This is a program that is out for you. It is awesome. It is mighty. God is, you got to imagine who we worship here. You have to imagine the awesome power that we're dealing with. He will answer your prayer. So call at any time, 318-484-2500. If you call and there was no answer, please give us a call back, folks. Sometimes we have some technicalities and so on, but nevertheless, just remember, give us a call back, 318-484-2500 on 1-877-464, and you are out there. We're talking about, can the remnant of God change your mind? I mean, change God's mind, I'm sorry. Can the remnant of God really change his mind? And I say that because, you know, can God be changed in the city? And I'm talking about his mercy, okay? I'm talking about judgment. That's what I'm talking about. Because God is the same in everything that he promises and does. But can we, through his mercy, as we pray and ask God to move upon God, that he would have mercy enough to waive the judgment at this time on any of us, on any place, city, country, nation, or even the world. Because the Bible says, now watch this, and I want you to go to, Second Chronicles 7:4. Now this is what it says. This is the word. It said, if my people will humble themselves. Now, you got to get this now. If my people, and he's talking about born-again Christians, all right? And we're not talking about this maybe or labeled Christian thing, all right? If you're born again, saved and washed by the blood of God, that's the people he's looking at. That's the remnant he's looking at, which are called by my name, okay? He called you by name. You answered, and you said, yes, Lord, I want to be your child. I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my God. Okay? This is what he's talking about. This is the people he's talking about, not someone that says, oh, I'm a Christian and don't know really how he, you know, don't even know if he's saved or not. All right? You got to know you're saved, okay? You either know it or you don't. That's the bottom line. And so if you don't know it, then you better make sure you find out that you can get saved, all right? Make sure that you get to know how to get saved. And the only way you can get saved, I'll throw you through the blood of Jesus, through his name. All right, this is what we're talking about. Only way you can get saved is through the name of Jesus. Asking him to come and live inside of you. I'm going to say it again because that's so important to people. That's the most important thing in the world, and to you as individuals and to your family. Your life is short. It's only like a tiny vapor. You might as well understand this. It was appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Be ready. Get your house in order, as he told Hezekiah. Be ready to meet your maker. Be ready to meet God face to face, and nobody gonna be around when you face God, all right? You won't be able to blame it on other people with things that you've done wrong, but you need, again, to be saved by the blood of Jesus, okay? And this is what he's talking about. Second Chronicles, if it's 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Now, what should he say now? He said, if you humble yourself, not only that, and if you seek my face, and if you turn from your wicked ways, and he's talking about sin, okay? Sin is wicked, all right? Whatever sin you're doing, it's wicked. It's evil and wicked. It will break you down, all right? It will destroy you. It'll end you up in hell if you don't repent of it and be saved. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and will heal their land. What an awesome thing. This is what he's saying. Hey, you know, we got a people here, right here in America. You know, I'm going to just talk about America and where we at here. We got a people here in Alexandria. We got a people here in Marksville, and Rapides Parish, Vols Parishes, and all the parishes that are around here. Because this is local for me, okay? And for you people who are out there, we got a people in this state, all right, that is a remnant, a remnant. I'm talking about people who are born again, okay, and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. This people, we as the people of God, can change your family. And being born again, we can change the city around us. I don't think it can't happen, because it can happen through the power of the Holy Ghost that's invested in you. And that's the reason why it can change, and it will change if we just come together. We don't have to be a whole lot of people. A remnant is just a small amount of people filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. One person can change the world. I can assure you, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, man, he can change the world. He took 12 disciples and changed the whole world, folks. Awesome. Because of their testimony and what God had done for them. And so I want you to understand that if you're born again, you can change your family. Through God's mercy and calling upon God and praying, but you must be humbled, he says. You got to humble yourself. You can't be full of this pride and think that you number one and you the only one. No, you're not the only one. That's a remnant. Don't be like Ezekiel, all right? I mean, Elijah. Elijah running away, and he goes to the cave and he calls upon God and said, God, I'm the only one left. No, you're not. They got about 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to me or bowed their knee to Baal, but they're serving me. So believe that you and others are out there are praying and moving things for God and salvation. Because I can assure you, the Bible says this, all right? The gospel will be preached throughout the world, and it cannot and it will not be stopped because of the power that are in the remnant of God. And I'm talking again about born-again Christians filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, okay? And if you humble yourself and turn from your sins, wicked ways, we're talking about wicked ways. Every sin is wicked, folks. I want you to understand that. Every sin is wicked. Then I will hear. Listen to what he says. If you seek me, if you're humble, if you turn from your sins, he said, I will call upon it. You can call upon me, and I will hear from heaven. And I will heal your land. And as he's talking about healing your family, who you love, yeah, healing the people all around you, the cities, the parishes, the counties, wherever you're at, okay? You can change your whole entire state. You, one person, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and I guarantee you, we can change. I won't say change his ways. God will never change in what he says, but will through his mercy, will hold back the judgment to give opportunity for your family, perhaps, for our whole state, for our whole nation, and for the world itself. He can do that, and he has done it before. He's done it for Israel, okay? His people, he has done it. Many times, God passed judgment on Israel. And their country became dissolute because of that, because of their sins. And they had not changed from their wicked ways. Many times, and as we know, even Babylon, they became dissolute where they were brought over to Babylon, captive. Not too many years, but God looked upon them for mercy because that was a praying people, folks, a people that turned unto God. It might not have been many, but even one person could change the whole entire world. I want you to understand that. One person with a great influence, as we all know. One person that could be you, but you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. And move for God, folks. You out there, I want you to call the number. I want to pray with you and see what. And I guarantee you it's going to happen, because I'll tell you why. Because we here, as we pray, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, that God will move because he hears our prayers. He hears our prayers. And we'll pray for you. Call the number, 318-484-2500. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.